This is KTWH LP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota, the Nature and Environment Program. Today we're talking with Katja Gordon, a local resident, co-owner of Amicus Adventure Sailing, and co-leader of a three-year adventure called Sea Change. Katja, what can you tell us about Sea Change?
Sea Change is a three-year sailing project that we began last year, and it leaves out of Knife River on our 40-foot steel sailboat called Amicus 2. The easiest way to talk about Sea Change is to talk about our purpose behind it. Sea Change will be 3-month-long trips, one in each May and June of each year from 2014 to 2016. So we're in our second year, and we bring our family aboard. We have 2 daughters, family of 4, and then we also bring 4 young adult interns crew, and in crew, we call them intern crews. They are generally college students who are on some college or university on Lake Superior, and they come to learn to sail with us and also to help with our mission in Sea Change, which is to bring climate solutions and climate awareness to all the ports along Lake Superior. So basically, we sail to every port over 3 years, and we host prearranged events there that center on our story, but also on our observations and the data that the universities around the lake have given us about climate change on Lake Superior, what it looks like and what's happening as we speak. And we also, part of our program is also geared toward kids, and a large part of it is actually geared towards solutions. We're very sort of solutions oriented.
How many ports are you stopping at?
We are stopping at about 12 total. This year we're going to stop at 4. We're going to stop at Marquette, Michigan, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and Wawa, Ontario. And then we're going to go to Michipicopen Island, which for those of you who aren't familiar is a very remote island in the northeast corner of Lake Superior. And then we're going to also stop at Isle Royale, which is sort of a traditional stop for us, and we may do another presentation there as well. One sort of special thing about this trip is that we really want to attract students who are adventurous and interested in climate change and interested in community engagement projects. And a lot of times these students don't have endless supplies of funds, so we charge just not nearly the cost of the trip to each participant, and then we do a lot of fundraising, which has turned out to be a great way to really raise awareness about sea change in general and also climate change on Lake Superior. So like this winter, this past winter and spring, we've done maybe six or seven events all around the state of Minnesota talking about sea change and raising money for it. And it's been very successful and a really fun way to connect people with Lake Superior and also to begin or continue the conversation about climate change, which we feel is just really critically important today. It's a huge topic. It's having huge effects on our lives and will continue to have increasing effects on our lives, but we don't talk about it very much. So that way it's been very successful and also really fun.
Can you tell us about qualifications, and do you have any problems recruiting crew members?
We always tell students that they don't need to have sailing experience, but what they do need to have is interest and enthusiasm for learning how to sail, because clearly, you know, most people don't have sailing experience, and we actually find that it's really fun for people that would never have pictured themselves out on the lake to suddenly have this opportunity to go sailing on Lake Superior. And then we also want them to, again, not necessarily be experts on climate change, but to be definitely interested in it and concerned about it and aware of it in a way that would be helpful to our presentation. The young adults do the presentation right along with us. They're presenting and they're working with the kids and they're doing the open houses just along. We kind of have this fun thing where we do we call it an open boat or an open house, where we invite people onto our boat and we just show them how 7 or 8 people can live in a space the size of most people's bathrooms. And just show them, you know, what it's like to live a relatively sustainable lifestyle on a sailboat.
Do you have any trouble getting 4 to volunteer for this? A whole month is a long time to be away.
It is a long time. And what we find is that a lot of people are very excited about it, very interested in it. And When it really comes down to it, we don't actually have that many applicants. So that's partly why we try to spread the word about it. We visited Thunder Bay this past winter and visited Lakehead University. We have a good relationship with Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. We've always gotten students from there. And this year we expanded also to Sault Ste. Marie. There's Algoma University and Sioux College and Lake Superior State College, all of which are places that we were recruiting this year. So we ended up with enough applicants. So far, it's been a really good balance. We've managed to find the students who really are the ones who are going to do it. But we're always open to new ways of doing it, too. It's not like we have an endless list of applicants.
And do you have a website for more information?
We do have a website. It's all available, you can link it anywhere through our Amicus Adventure Sailing website, which is www.amicusadventuresailing.com. We also have a weekly blog that I've been writing for about 10 years now, since we've done hundreds of trips with people, not just young adults, but other people too. And so you can learn all about our history and our family and our sailing trips through our blog, which is www.gordonsailing.typepad.com. And of course, we're also on Facebook.
Okay, well, thank you, Katya. This is a wonderful program, and we'll look forward to hearing how the trip goes in June.
Thanks very much. We will definitely keep you posted.